Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Clarity. We have to follow the facts where it may lead.
Credibility.
News of the day.
What we want is the facts.
And conversation.
What everyone should be talking about, what you're talking about.
Hear about it first.
We made history.
Talk about it now. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Happy Friday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:07. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Thump, thump. Yes, it is here. Friday, the weekend. Yeah. For some, maybe some holiday time off. If not in the next few days, certainly it'll be coming soon enough, hopefully, for you. And we appreciate the ongoing support that we have been truly blessed with here. Thank you. And we can't control things to the highest levels, but I can tell you that locally, we've got a couple of bosses here that do an awesome job.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not easy. It's not an easy gig. Mm-hmm. Well, you can imagine.
Imagine having Bob
just dealing
work for
with
you.
Me, yeah.
Well, we were on the same track.
It's like I'm like a herd of cats, just me.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. And then there's Greg.
I'm the good kid.
Well, kind of.
To the bosses.
Yeah, you do.
Like you are,
which is funny. You put on Facebook something about kissing up, and I'm like, really? Really? And I I wanted to respond and said, no, Bob, don't do the thanks, kettle, pot.
Uh-huh.
I held back. I bit my tongue. I'm like, really? Of all the things.
Yes.
That I am guilty of. That's not one of them, as you well know.
No, it's not.
I paid the price for that.
No, it's not. But that particular post was somewhat.
No.
And then but it was funny.
It is what it is.
Oh, yeah.
Not like I don't jab at you.
What?
It's all in good fun. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's all good.
We have a good time.
Little trash talking. We do it on more than just Tuesdays.
Yeah. It's not sponsored, but we can still do it.
But no, seriously, we are blessed to do what you love, to make a living at it. Really, and an industry that, struggles, frankly.
It's not what it used to be.
And it doesn't struggle for lack of listenership. I want to be clear on that.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was the thing. Well, radio. Well, no, they've done all kinds of studies. Not all, funded by the radio industry. They've done a lot of studies. And they realize that we still have retained like 97% of our listeners, of listenership.
Right.
From like 20 years ago. And people have all kinds of choices, as you know, but radio is still strong. And especially, we're live and local. Mm-hmm. So we're hanging out with you.
Absolutely.
We live. We live in your hood.
Well, that's what's fun. We enjoy it a lot when we're out and about, running into people that listen to the show or, more than not, if they've never seen us in person, they hear us and we're in their head. Mm-hmm. One of those is like, and they'll say so. So, yeah, we appreciate that.
Yes, we do. But we also appreciate our bosses here.
Oh, yeah.
They got to manage up and down.
Yep.
So we might be a handful, but I can't even imagine what it's like.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
We all have our big company stories, right?
Uh-huh.
So you've got President Biden in there. And I just want to be clear. When I'm bashing Biden, I'm not bashing Biden. I'm bashing the administration. I'm bashing things that occur, policies that are implemented under his administration, even if he has really, honestly, not had much of a leadership role for probably at least 2 years, if you're being honest.
Yeah, we don't even know what he's aware of.
No, it's true. Look,
but he's still ultimately responsible.
Yeah, and we're going to get into that cover-up stuff, but still, this goes to the kind of the scorched earth, where the Democrats are going to do as much damage as they can so that Trump inherits a mess.
Man.
A mess.
They're working on it.
It's like bad renters that you're trying to get out of the house, and you know they pour cement in your toilet and you know steal the pipes and wreak havoc.
I mean, they've stirred the pot with the whole Ukrainian Russian thing with sending landmines. They're putting in the story the other day. All these DEI people, they're putting in positions around the country. They're just a couple of weeks from being out of office. Why are they hiring a bunch of people?
Oh, and
they're setting
up
their agenda.
What was that story? Was it like 1,200 or?
It was huge.
It was a huge amount of money that specifically earmarked for DEI and related programs.
Yeah.
And
on their way out the door.
On their way out, yeah.
And they know that's not what America wants. They don't care.
Well, and they know that one of the reasons why Trump got elected is because he's going to undo all of that garbage. So here's another one. Here's domestically. Tens of millions of native-born Americans are out of the labor market as foreign-born workers account for all net job growth over the last year, according to new analysis.
Wow.
So every time they say, oh, job creation, 187,000 this month or whatever, all going. I was thinking, there's probably a pretty good percentage. According to this, it says it accounts for all the net job growth.
Yeah.
Is that insane?
It is.
The analysis from the Center for Immigration Studies tracks the decline in labor force participation among native-born Americans from 1960 to 2024, an alarming trend that has coincided with skyrocketing immigration levels. Relying on immigration workers has allowed our country to ignore the decades-long decline in labor force participation. And he said reducing immigration would cause wages to rise, incentivizing work, and compelling policymakers to undertake much-needed reforms in welfare and disability programs. You hear that? Reducing immigration causes wages to rise, incentivizes work, and then they can do the much-needed reforms in welfare and disability. It seems like whenever I talk to somebody about disability, the people who, you know, it's clear, at least to me, this person should get disability.
Sure.
And then you hear all the and it's like 2-3 years, and they have to have an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
And they finally get it. Whereas others somehow, very rapidly, tend to get in and on the system like that.
And not just a particular benefit. It's like they get in the system that gives them everything.
Yeah.
And you're looking at people around you going, I know people who really are in need. And boy, it's an uphill battle.
Here's a stat. Here's a sobering stat for those who think, you know, our economy is in great shape.
Okay.
As of April, 43 million working-age native-born Americans from 16 to 64 years old, 43 million were not in the labor force.
Wow.
That's 8.5 million more than in the year 2000, 24 years ago.
Wow.
8.5 million more. So, yeah, like a 20% increase in working age Americans, native born, not in the workforce.
Hmm.
More specifically, the share of working-age native-born American men not in the labor force has increased from 11% in April of 1960 to 22% in April of this year. Today's labor force participation rate for these men matched the 1960s. If it matched it, there would be 9 million more men in the workforce. So we are way behind. And those are one of those sort of, I don't know if you want to call it like a lagging statistic, like you're not going to feel it for a while.
Right.
But we are feeling it somewhat. It is at least somewhat part of the debt load that we carry that we're now servicing to the tune of $1 trillion a year just to service the nation's debt. Yep. Mm. It is 7:16. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We want to know, what's bugging you? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. But call in and air it out. 877-975-9825. What's bugging you is next on 97.3 The Sky.
I'm not happy. I'm very sad.
I'm a little confused. Maybe you can help me out here.
What do you think? What do you think?
On a roller coaster of emotion,
I'm going to scream.
Time to air it out.
Scream.
What's bugging you?
I'm so excited.
Call now. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
7:21. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in and air it out. 877-975-9825. If you don't get in right away, please try back and we will get you in. It's all brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Good morning, Eric. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is that it seems that every decision that the president has made since he entered office should be invalidated. Every law should be invalidated because he wasn't the right mens rea to be able to make that decision. And that anyone and everyone connected to that, knowing that he was not in his right mind, should also be looked at, is there anything we can prosecute them for?
Yeah, yeah. And the people that, you know, that hid that from the American people and were dishonestly saying he's the sharpest he's ever been and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're
to blame.
There's got to be some sort of penalty punishment involved there. And let's go to Horse Sense. What's bugging you?
Yes, good morning, men. I'm happy to say that I am in the 97% group, so that's nice. But what's bugging me is how so many people still on TV and radio continue to pronounce Vivek Ramaswamy's name incorrect. I saw him on, I think it was Sean Hannity, and Sean asked him, how do we pronounce your name? And he said Vivek, like bake. So I wish we could get that straight because he is a man that certainly deserves his name pronounced correctly. Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, Merry Christmas. It was nice to meet you the other day. Vivek. Do you get that?
Yep.
Vivek, like shake and bake with Vivek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dottie's eating very much shake and bake chicken these days.
No. Yeah. I was just thinking he's going to shake and bake it up there with Doge. Going to Doge it up.
I love it.
Let's go. Mark, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. By the way, those 93,000 CNN viewers in that age category, they're just people trapped at the airport and they can't jump high enough to change the channel.
True.
But what's bugging me is the Biden trip to Angola the other day, for a guy who seems to care about climate change, that's a big carbon footprint to go and visit a place of not a going concern and stuff.
Yeah, if you want to get away, Camp David's a lot closer. Let's go to T-Bone. What's bugging you?
As a long-haul truck driver, there's a lot of impossible deadlines. And what's really bugging me is, like, the parking, especially in Florida, it's so far and few between. And it's ridiculous how these places expect you to deliver at 4 a.m., but they don't give you a place to park. And it's just getting a little bit harder and harder. That's bugging me.
Yeah, it would seem like that's a basic kind of checklist. You receive deliveries on a regular basis. You have to provide a place. Yeah, it makes no sense. No wonder you're bugged. Carrie, good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning. Well, just to echo you guys' thought about our current president starting things he will never be able to finish in the last 2 weeks of his administration, I think he ought to do what he does best for the third of his administration, sleep on the beach. That's what's bugging me.
Yeah. Well, we know it's the power surrounding him that have basically taken over. I doubt he has much input, if any, in many cases. Tan, what's bugging you?
I just wanted to talk about the family of the man that died, and they tried to convict Penny. I think that the family should be held responsible if they think they can put a lawsuit against him, a civil lawsuit for money, they should be investigated. And if they didn't try to get him some help, I think they should be able to be sued by Penny and the people that was on that bus, subway, whatever it was. I've never been to New York. I don't know. But I think that the family members should have some responsibility with what happened.
Yeah.
They just showed up when there was a possible civil lawsuit, didn't they?
Yeah, it would be interesting to see what, if anything, they had done in the past to try to get him help. John, what's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. I tell you, I never thought I'd see the day we'd have leaders like we have here in Gainesville that like to hire incompetent DEI employees, but have the left want to have the latest fad of wearing pit pipe diapers like their unsung hero Brandon does, or turning their kids into geldings through fan surgery. That's what's bugging me.
Yeah. Let's go to Paul. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob and Greg. The 38 Republican House members that voted against this continuing resolution to revise one, Donald Trump and Johnson and Musk brought the bill from 1,547 pages down to 167 pages and probably eliminated a lot of the pork, that the kickbacks and everything that the Republicans were getting, and they voted against him. This does not bode well for President Trump to have this kind of resistance in the House of Representatives, and the Senate is probably going to be just as bad with people like Cornyn and Thune and McConnell.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good way maybe to see who the wishy-washy Republicans are, but this whole thing gets more complex when you talk about lifting the debt ceiling. It starts to go into the weeds a little bit, but definitely appreciate where you're coming from. Jim, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. What's bugging me, you got Elizabeth Warren talking about how everybody's going to be fed up and going to be all about it. What was January 6th back then? That was people being fed up about the election, and they want to say stuff people are going to get fed up with Trump.
Yeah, well, and then there was at least 26 folks, you know, that are attached to the FBI that might have been fanning the flames a little bit. But yeah, people are frustrated. That's another reason why Trump got elected. Good morning, Jen. What's bugging you?
Good morning. The family regarding Neely with the case in New York. I read an article that the mother was killed by an abusive boyfriend and was stuffed in a suitcase when the kid was 14, which obviously can mess anybody's head up. But the father decided that he didn't want to take care of him and left him in foster care. So honestly, if he's going to write his kid off like that, he deserves not a penny, even if Penny was guilty. And that's what's bugging me. Bye, guys.
No.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yep.
Totally. Thanks so much. Thanks for everybody's input. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And coming up, China mocks America. I'll tell you what they said and why. And maybe I'll have my own answers, my own opinion on it. It's coming up on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. We're live and local. Happy Friday, 97.3 The Sky.
Merry Christmas!
I love the season.
It's my favorite time of the year.
Getting the feels.
Cheers me up.
Makes you feel very warm inside.
It just makes me feel good.
From all of us to all of you, have a Merry Christmas from News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day.
Fairy tale? What? What? I saw him melt on TV. It broke my heart. Aww. It was very damaging. PTSD inducing to a young boy of about 4 years old. So yeah,
have you sought counseling? You sought counseling for this, Bob? Or
what haven't I sought counseling for?
Okay, good point.
Yeah, it never takes.
Got me.
clearly. But here I am making a good living off of, mild personality defects, mild depression, anxiety, and, I don't know, a pretty high opinion of myself, all that mixed together.
But you know, you mix it all up, it kind of works out sometimes.
It is kind of crazy, isn't it?
Only in America.
It's like when you read the ingredients, you go, that's not going to work, but yet, somehow. You know what the magic touch is, right?
What's that?
The good Lord.
Yes.
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 I serve as an example why, even though it doesn't seem like anybody likes me, God does.
But you know, he had a history of choosing people that maybe had issues. You know, David, Saul, you know, he turned them around.
Well, look, Goliath clearly was too big for his britches. What? Look what happened.
Whoopsie.
Maybe that's not a good example.
No, you don't want to be smitten.
Smitten means like in love with or whatever. If I'm, I
okay,
was.
You don't want to be
Bob
smited.
Was found to be smitten with the attractive young lady.
You don't want to be smited.
Oh yeah, no.
See that?
Totally different.
Totally.
Yeah. Remember, smite rhymes with bite.
Yeah, and it hurts.
Ouch.
So there you go.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
How you doing, Greg?
I'm doing pretty good. It's Friday. It's a busy day, but it's Friday.
Ready for the new year?
Looking forward to it.
What's your, I'll just say, what's your resolutions, if you have any?
Well, you know, it's always the typical, and I don't even make the resolution. I try to, like, okay, look, there's things I just need to get back on track with, and just try to, you know, do that.
Yeah, mine's the same. It always is, like, drop 5 pounds and get organized.
Yeah. Well, we are going to try to take some of the time that we're off over the holiday to kind of declutter a little bit, you know, around the house, storage, that kind of thing. It's like, yeah, so much stuff that just sits and doesn't ever get looked at, used, whatever. It really should just go away.
Yeah, they say that that's a freeing kind of a concept.
Oh, yeah.
If you can, you let it go, simplifying. Yeah, but life's complicated enough. You don't need a bunch of other stuff hanging around, especially if you're paying, like, to store it and stuff like that. Time for it to go.
Yeah.
I know. You like me, like, wait, this has sentimental value. No, wait, this, I paid a lot for this, and somebody's going to offer me a quarter.
Yeah.
But it's better to do it. And then
we've had it 30 years, and it's still sitting in storage.
And you feel like, you know what? If it's given, like, a, what do you call it, new life or whatever, and somebody else can actually use it,
good.
That's a good thing, right?
Yeah, it is.
It's recycling.
Yeah.
Okay. China's making fun of us.
Really?
China is laughing at us. Yeah. They think we're a breeding ground for delusion. We're a breeding ground for delusion. Americans and America in general.
Okay.
Now, this comes from their state-run media outlet, I guess, called Global Times. But remember, it's China. It's state-run. Right. It's commie rag. Thursday, they mocked the United States as a breeding ground for delusion. And most recently, their example of is the furor over drone sightings in New Jersey. Now, I have to admit that, well, we do look stupid when it comes to this whole drone issue and inability to identify it. But it's not the American people that should be laughed at or made fun of or called delusional. It's actually our leaders, our government. Oh, and by the way, I wonder if Global Times understands the freedom and ability to speak out against your government.
Ooh, don't do that.
Whoa, no. Who's delusional now?
Yeah.
Who's suppressed now? Yeah, take that. So anyway, the Chinese Communist propaganda organ was particularly irked by House Foreign Affairs Committee Chair Mike McCaul. Remember what he did? He claimed the mysterious aircraft were Chinese spy drones collecting data. So they said it this way. This is how the Global Times dealt with Mike McCaul. Some American politicians seem to have a special preference for sensationalizing the China threat. Much like the spy balloon incident that unfolded in early 2023, the latest accusations against China drones follow an old script repackaged with new rhetoric aimed at smearing China. Whoa! Hold your little horses. The Chinese spy balloon of 2023 was, in fact, a real Chinese spy balloon.
Yeah.
So, if we called that Chinese, and you won't admit to that, then if we called the drones possibly Chinese, we don't expect you to admit to that either. So, yeah, but it needs to be noted that numerous studies of its behavior have confirmed that it is Chinese. Beijing has developed a penchant for floating suspicious balloons into the airspace of adversaries, not just us. And they use them to either gather information or test how adversaries respond to the penetration of their air defense zones. So, yes, there is a lot of reasons why you might at least point the finger at them and say possible, highly possible. The Global Times, of course, nevertheless insisted that shooting down China's spy balloon in 2023 turned the U.S. into a laughingstock around the world. And drone fever in New Jersey is just another embarrassment. From spy balloons to spy cranes to spy drones, these absurd and paranoid labels reflect a distorted and narrow-minded mentality of some U.S. politicians in their attempts to contain and suppress China. Interesting that they even brought up the spy cranes, because I thought it was very fortunate for them that that story came and went fairly quickly, even though it had legs. The spy crane controversy came out in the spring of 2023. It involved U.S. military and national security officials warning that huge computer-operated cranes built and operated by China, another area where they where they have cornered the market, could be used for intelligence-gathering purposes. They were built by a subsidy of a leading Chinese government contractor, nothing new, and it had been restricted from access to sensitive U.S. technology since 2020. In at least one documented instance, the FBI found, quote, intelligence-gathering equipment, unquote, mixed with a shipment of these cranes. So once again, they're lying. But they bring it up. They bring up the crane thing. It's like, oh,
thanks for
reminding us of that.
Although the difference between the drones and the balloon was one solitary balloon that we managed to track all the way from, like, across Alaska, down through Washington, across the country, and then conveniently shoot it down once it's over the Atlantic, as opposed to they don't share anything about the drones.
And, look, they want to sell their drones in America. This would be their biggest market.
Oh,
we're talking about commercial applications. Apparently, farmers allegedly could be served by drones. And the Chinese are claiming that, our drones are better and cheaper than American-sourced ones. And so they want in on the market.
Sure.
And they don't like this kind of anti-China rhetoric, if you will. Well, it's not rhetoric. It's warning. It's a warning.
Well, yeah, imagine thousands of Chinese-made drones with who knows what kind of equipment in them, monitoring who knows what, flying all around our country all the time.
Well, let me leave you with this. Apparently, DJI alone, this is the subsidiary group.
Subsidiary.
Yeah.
That's where you're trying to get.
Yeah, of Chinese manufacturer, basically, of drones. Okay, they alone, and there's other Chinese drone companies, they alone control almost 90% of the U.S. market.
What?
It undercuts prices from American manufacturers by 50% or more.
Just like they did with steel and drywall and everything else.
Everything.
Wow.
And that's going to come to an end with the Trump administration. And that is one of the ways he's going to effectively use tariffs to create change that benefits America.
Yeah.
Wow. How refreshing is that? Leaders in Washington that love America and love Americans and take action to show it. It's 7:45. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got a lot more to talk about on this happy, happy Friday, 97.3 The Sky.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of any person, one in particular, from the North Pole, from entering the United States.
He's making a list, too.
We have no choice. I mean, what are all these packages he's bringing into our country unchecked?
Get the latest Sky News updates every half hour, breaking news at once.
And that beard, right? I haven't seen a beard like that since Bin Laden.
News Talk 97.3.
Red suit, communist, who knows?
The Sky.
and Merry Christmas. It's almost here. It is 7:50, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. One of your top stories, Congress, one step closer to a nightmare before Christmas. Yep, a House Republican measure to avert a government shutdown went up in flames yesterday. 174 to 235. Wow. This was the revised bill. The first bill, what, 1,600 pages, a behemoth of pork and other very partisan, politically tinged things that have no business being in there at all.
No.
Then they whittled it down to like 167 pages with the help of like Elon Musk. Like, here's what we actually need. Here's the bare bones need for to continue to fund the government. And that's what they should be focused on. But of course not. They have to all play politics with it. And even Republicans balked at supporting it, clearly.
Wow.
20 lawmakers did not cast a vote, et cetera, et cetera. They're working right now as we talk, trying to put together another thing, another deal. And I believe that there may be a vote coming up as early as 10 a.m.
That's disappointing, though, that that many Republicans aren't willing to play ball and do the right thing.
Well, again, it gets complicated. I'm not relieving them of that, but... It, you know, in the Senate, if it goes this way, I think you have to get more than just a simple majority. And that's where it gets complicated. And then you've got, you know, the Senate and Chuck Schumer not allowing for the raising of the debt ceiling. So it's kind of this twisted, leveraged kind of a deal. It's not, like so many things in Washington, not as simple and straightforward as they could be or as they should be.
They've made it complicated.
Well, they have. Remember this statement, the devil in the details?
Yes.
Oh, that, I mean, that is real. That has real meaning.
That's why so many things get through, is nobody takes the time, or as we've seen in the past, isn't given the time to even read the bills, the ones they get less than 24 hours before a vote.
Just go ahead and pass it, then we'll tell you, and we'll all figure out what's in it.
Thanks. Thanks, Nancy.
Yeah. It's like the old, white elephant Christmas thing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Except you don't get to steal someone else's prize when you don't like yours.
No, you're stuck with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're all stuck with it.
Yeah. The Pentagon's annual military and security developments involving the People's Republic of China report released Wednesday found that China is making progress toward its goal of military modernization despite persistent corruption problems, and they have economic issues too. The report warned, however, China somehow, some way, has almost tripled its nuclear arsenal from just 4 years ago.
For a country that's got financial troubles, we see where they're spending it.
Well, at least some of it.
Yeah.
According to the Pentagon. Well, remember, they're also spending money on subsidies so that they can undercut the crane business.
That's true too.
Undercut. Yeah. You know, the drone business.
Yeah.
Undercut the electric battery business.
Good point. Yeah.
Yeah.
So forget the people. They're just basically undercutting the rest of us.
Yeah. And then they corner the market, and then they own it, and they use it for spying and et cetera. Anyway, it's just amazing that there's some people in Washington either A, don't get it, or B, are getting it in the form of cash in their palm of their hand called grease.
Yeah.
90-weight gear oil.
Yeah.
Lube it right up. China now has over 600 operational nuclear warheads. The official U.S. estimate in 2020 was in the low 200s. Their nuclear arsenal remains far smaller than those of the United States and Russia, which have over 5,500 warheads each. China's now in third place. And, you know, they don't like to be in third place.
No, they got a goal.
The Pentagon report credited the People's Republic of China with rapidly modernizing its non-nuclear forces as well, in addition to managing the fastest nuclear buildup since the Cold War. Often with pace come mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to do that when you're playing with nuclear stuff. The PRC seeks to amass national power to achieve what Xi Jinping has referred to as the Great Rejuvenization of the Chinese nation by 2049, and to revise the international order in support of the PRC system of governments and its national interests. In other words, let me articulate it in a very American way.
Yeah.
The top commie wants to spread communism. Right?
There you go.
Capiche.
Yep. It didn't sound very Asian, but yeah.
That's because I'm afraid I might get in trouble.
Oh, okay.
But I could make fun of Italians because they're to get the blessing.
Oh.
No, not really.
Okay.
When you look at what you're trying to build here, it's a diversified nuclear force that would be comprised of systems ranging from low-yield precision strike missiles all the way up to ICBMs.
Ooh, the big ones.
With different options at basically every rung on the escalation ladder. Yeah. So, I mean, what are they building up for? Well, they just want to defend their country, right? Because a lot of people talk about invading China. No.
Nobody, I think, is talking about that.
Not so
much. No, nobody else.
Really, the only true issues would really be protecting its government from the people. In other words,
right.
The people might say at some point, enough is enough, and stand against it. I would think that poses the greatest risk.
Because they would have no problem just nuking them all. Because there's plenty more.
That's how they don't look at it in terms of we do as these every individual life, every individual American, every citizen, how we go to bat for everyone, how we, you know, never leave our warriors behind, et cetera. And they don't think like that. They think, well, especially if you're not a high ranking commie official,
mm-hmm. You don't count.
Well, I mean, you're...
Yeah, you're a number.
You're definitely replaceable.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. All right. So, appellate court allowing Joe Biden to open Obamacare to DACA illegal aliens. Wow. Well, he's just using that huge rainy day fund that, you know, our government has been so good about setting aside, you know?
Oh. I missed that.
Wait, no.
Yeah, no.
No,
it's not
I'm
Florida.
Sorry.
This is the federal government we're talking about.
There is no rainy day fund.
A lot of rain, maybe. When we get,
mm-hmm.
And we'll be drowning in debt, but that's different. So,
yeah, debt schmet. Kind of how they see it, I guess. Happy Friday, my friends. Thanks for supporting us. The Bob Rose Show, Greg Cassidy, Sky Radio, brother. We're going to keep on rolling right here on 97.3 The Sky. Merry Christmas.